Hey everyone, it's Dario Kristen with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying experiences forever? Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Although, some features are not available in all states. But it's okay. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these easy steps. It's just three of them. First, you go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your true savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience overall. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save your money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show, right here on AfterBuzz TV, Season 9, Episode 13, entitled Move It or Lose It. And we learned today that if you do not move it, you do in fact lose it. Thank you for joining us on the show. As always, I'm your host Bobby with my wonderful team, Francesca, Jesse, and Sterling. Ladies, hello.
Hi.
First thing we gotta talk about is the elephant in the room, the pool party. You guys, do you remember any of it?
Yes. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Very, very lucky here at AfterBuzz. We got to enjoy a family pool party. And by family, I mean it was us and 200 of our closest friends and co-workers and co-hosts and friends of AfterBuzz and stuff. And it was a lot of fun. And we're glad to be back in studio, though, because we want to talk Kardashians.
Always.
We talked Kardashians for like 3 hours at the party.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Did we really?
No, we didn't.
I was like, I missed out on that.
I wasn't there for that.
While we're doing Kardashians, I want to thank everybody on YouTube for all the great comments. And on iTunes, if you haven't hit subscribe, if you haven't rated us yet, please do so. We get some hilarious YouTube comments, a lot of insightful stuff, and some haters, man. I love it.
Haters
it's great.
Are my motivators.
Oh, yeah. God, here we go.
I just love it when people are like, how can you watch this? And you're like, you're watching our after show.
Exactly.
There you go. Hey, talk to Jesse, you guys. Talk to Jesse. She will bust down every single one of you. All right, let's get going today.
Anyways.
We've got a lot to talk about. The first thing and the biggest story is, of course, Khloé. Now, first important piece of news with Khloé. You guys will notice this week, wrestling nobody.
Well, no, she was
Courtney and Malika.
Yeah, when
did she semi wrestling them into the closet, as Scott called, which is AKA the garage.
Right,
she was also
aggressive in other ways. I feel like she was had a lot of pent up anger, but she was less playful and more.
I was
just angry.
Francesca's right though. I was so excited she didn't wrestle anybody, but she definitely wrestled two people.
She always wrestled.
Yeah.
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 That's her.
Those just kind of slid under the rug. Also, I just want to say the best part of this whole episode happened within the first 20 seconds with Courtney.
Oh my god,
that was hilarious.
Her poor face. That was at first I didn't
like so
catch it. That
funny.
Was awesome.
Well, I saw it today on. Obviously, I was stalking Khloé's Instagram again.
Obviously.
But she did the video of that happening, and I was lolling to myself.
Lolling.
I love, just so the folks at home know, because y'all follow Khloé and everybody else on Instagram and Twitter, our dear co-host Sterling will... You'll post on Instagram on Khloé's pictures. You will comment and tag us.
Yeah.
Like she's going to see it.
Right.
And like, I can't even find it. I'll look 5 minutes after you tag us, and she's got 5,000 comments,
right.
And I can't even see her.
Well,
comment.
I told you guys before, when it was her birthday, I felt like we were friends. Like, I felt bad that I hadn't sent her a happy birthday text. Honestly, it's so weird. It's really embarrassing that I actually think we're friends. in my head. And maybe when I'm like commenting on her Instagram and I'm just like, oh, we love you, Coco. I'm like she'll see it.
You're one of the people who's making this show so successful. There's a lot of girls like that.
Yeah.
Who are even more serious than you are.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing. I'm glad you said that about Chloe's birthday, because that's a good segue into this drinking and all the stuff that we saw from her.
Right.
Because she kind of blew up at one point in the episode and was like, I had to lie on my birthday last year. I couldn't go out. I couldn't do anything because my husband was missing.
Shady.
Bad.
I mean, he's obviously got some issues. Like, we all know that. But for her to have to deal with that, and not only that, but she's getting screwed over by this relationship. He's cheating on her. He's, you know, MIA all the time. But for her to have to deal with that, A, is not good. But then that she has to cover it up on top of that. Like, that's...
Yeah. I mean, everyone thought that they had the, like, perfect little relationship. But then you find out a lot of the time she was just, you know, keeping things away from the spotlight. Yeah. She didn't want all that negative press and drama.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. On your birthday... Yeah, really, Lamb Lamb?
Hold on. Worst part, giving your Beyonce tickets away? No.
I wanted to,
Stir Fry would not deal with that very well. I'm like, that's the hardest part.
Listen, I wanted to chuckle a little bit at that line. I looked over at Sterling when it happened, and I saw you were like tearing up.
What? I wouldn't do it.
I have a question for you ladies, and I'm very interested to hear what you will think, because I know every one of you is going to have an opinion on this. At one point in the episode, Courtney was joking with Chloe about how, you're going to be a hoe again? You're going to get to be a hoe again because you're single? And Chloe said, I was always a hoe. You got to still be a whore with your husband kind of stuff. And when she said it, what did I say? I said exactly.
Yeah.
I'm right?
Yes,
you still have
to,
you still gotta be.
You have to keep it alive.
You gotta keep it spicy.
But I mean, when I say spicy, I mean you gotta, you know.
Put out?
I just mean you gotta, you know, it's lady in the streets.
Freak in the sheets.
You can finish that sentence.
I know.
But
Chloe has always been very open sexually. Like, even on the show, Kim doesn't talk about it much, but Chloe is very open about, like, her relationship with Lamar intimately, and those are always the most entertaining episodes, I find.
Yeah, well, of course you do.
Anyway, enough about me.
I just like how she told. I like how she told Chris in the episode, "If you wanna beep him, go right ahead." I was like,
crazy.
I felt that was kind of messed up to talk to your mom like that. But I mean, I see Chris's side. Like, she's always gonna have a spot for Lamar in her heart. Like, that was her son-in-law, and yes. Like I said before, we all want that person to be on our side. We want that person to be like, I hate him. He sucks. Right. You know, whatever. And it's hard to be going through something because you kind of feel like you're going through it alone when you're listening to someone be like, you know, I love him. He just wants this. He wants that. It's like you're justifying everything he's done to you in the past.
Right.
But I didn't feel like in that particular scene that she was taking any sides. There was no sides being taken.
Right. I didn't think so either. But here's the thing. You've always snap at the people you're most comfortable with. And Chris and Chloe are obviously very close, but she felt comfortable to talk to her that way. And like, I feel like we all do it. I'll snap at my mom and then I'll call her back like 30 seconds later. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But it's like, it's true though, because you don't do that with someone you're uncomfortable with. But that's why I thought it was so interesting that Bruce was the only person who got through to Chloe. Because even when he was saying the same stuff Chris was, but she was just like, I know. And she admitted that she was scared. And that was the first time the whole episode that she did. And it was with Bruce, which I found really interesting since they're not as close as, say, her and Chris are.
But
I thought they were closer, Bruce and...
Well, I mean, they're close, obviously. They're family. But I just thought it was interesting that after we watched this whole episode of people trying to talk to her, Courtney talked to her, Kim talked to her in the car, Chris talked to her, Malika tried to talk to her, but she always was very defensive about it. But when Bruce talked to her, she actually opened up. And that was the first time we saw that.
And I think you have to remember, too, with Chris specifically, because, Francesca, you mentioned how Chris wasn't taking sides, and you're right. I think Chris was wrong to do that, though. At that point, Chloe doesn't need wisdom or advice or help. Chloe needs somebody for a minute or two to just say, you're right, you're right, you're right, I'm on your team. And later on, Chris can do what she does and try to fix things. But when you're vulnerable like that, Chloe needs somebody to take her side, even if that's not the right side right now.
Do you think Chris was just trying to give her advice? I think she was just trying to look at it from a very I just thought it was a very neutral statement, and Chloe just kind of snapped
at it. I think she was definitely just trying to explain why Lamar was doing the things he was doing, like saying he was still in contact with the family, saying they still talked, acting like they were together, wearing his wedding ring, blah blah blah. But I don't know. I just feel like...
Which, by the way...
Like you said, like, Chris needed to, you know, be on her side in that moment.
Just for a day. Yeah, just for whatever that thing is. Which, by the way, though, Lamar doing all these things, telling press interviews with basketball teams that he's still wearing his ring, still with the family... I assume, and I'm surprised Chloe took as much offense to it as she did, because I thought she would understand how to play this game. Lamar's trying to get a contract. He's going to play in the NBA. He's probably done. But he's trying to get a contract overseas, and so you want to go to press and say, family life's good. I've figured out my issues. Somebody can sign me right now.
Right, that you're stable.
Exactly.
You're in a stable place.
So
right.
I feel like Chloe, the Kardashians know how to work the media. So Chloe's got to see that and say, I know he's lying, but I understand why.
But she's lied for him for so long, mm-hmm. I just felt like she reached her breaking point with that.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
At the same time, she deserves to have her truth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Whatever it is, she's been covering up for him for however long. It's overwhelming, and it takes a lot of energy to do
well,
that.
Well, if they're gonna flame at each other in the media or have some kind of a war, or not even just a war, but have some kind of a disagreement in the media, she's going to win.
Right.
She has better media
totally.
Capability. She's got a better team behind her. Lamar's playing basketball in Spain.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking about this during the episode. I was just like, you do not want to screw someone over that has a reality show. Because that shit will, I mean, that will all come out. Sorry. I just got really passionate about what I was just talking about. But anyways, but seriously, because now we're watching it and now we're getting to see those details about all these things that we heard about in the media and all of that. So, and she has that outlet to let us all know.
And is this the first time when she said that she was at her birthday lying for Lamar because he was somewhere off with another girl? Is this the first time on the show she's explicitly mentioned his cheating?
Yes, because when she said that, she was very open about it.
Yeah.
Because we heard all the stuff in the tabloids and, like, you know, all these allegations about him having hotel rooms with other women and all this stuff, but it was never confirmed.
Right.
And then when she brought it up, it was just like, oh, wow, that really did happen. And more frequent than I thought, it seems.
And I feel like Kardashians has kind of, like, painted Lamar as this victim. Oh, he's in rehab, poor little Lamar, and now we're finally getting to... basically take Chloe's side, because we're like, wow, what a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, I get it that he is going through some serious stuff and he has a lot of issues and he has addictions and this sort of stuff, and that is nothing to joke about, but we haven't really thought about Chloe and how she dealt with all this, because it's always, oh, Lamar, like, poor Lamar, like, blah blah blah, which I get totally, he needs support, he needs people on his side, especially when you're going through something so hard. But at the same time, that's equally as hard on Chloe. And obviously, she's my best friend, so I'm going to take up for her.
Just side note. So if you had to pick a Kardashian, you would pick Chloe?
Chloe's my favorite. Kourtney is the prettiest.
Interesting.
I'd want to go out with Chloe, like, go hang out at a party. But I'd want to be, like, BFF with Kourtney, because I think I relate to her more.
Well, what about you, Francesca?
I, like, am obsessed with Kim. But I think Chloe would be really fun to hang out with, too.
Guys, I'm sorry.
I like Chloe as a person.
All three of you are incorrect. The only answer is Lord Disick. Moving
he's
on.
He's not a Kardashian.
Oh, he's a Kardashian.
I thought you wanted to hang out with Bruce.
No, he's definitely the best character on
Lord
the show.
Lord Disick and Bruce. He's a Kardashian.
Wait, can we talk about Scott really quickly with Chloe?
Of course we can. No, it's perfect.
I was going to look over at you when we were watching it because I thought you were going to say something about them getting together, because he was very protective over her. But I think that was more of a brotherly thing. But I almost said, Bobby, do not even say anything.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. They will not get together.
I'm just saying to you, and Scott even says it. Scott is like, if I can see Chloe going off the rails, meaning like his history of going off the rails,
right.
If I can see it, then everyone can see it. But it also points to their bond. It is a bond. They have a different relationship. I'm not saying it's inappropriate,
yeah.
But they have a different relationship because of what they're going through and the fact that they're going through serious loss at the same time.
Right.
And they have... personality anyways. They have kind of likewise personalities to begin with. So
crazy.
I'm just
that
saying.
Was the most mature thing that Scott's ever
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
I was like, oh, wait. He just said something real. That was weird for me.
Who? Do you know how bad of a problem you have to have to tell Steph Scott to tell you to calm down?
Yeah, seriously.
You need to reevaluate your life. But that actually brings up my question, because this is the big question I have for the three of you on this. And it'd be an interesting debate. I got the feeling, not to editorialize too much, but I got the feeling that this Chloe partying drinking thing was a non-story. She's sitting at home with her friends. They're having little parties with Kendall, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think they're making way too much of it for the show, or does she actually have a problem?
No, I don't think she has a problem. I think she's responsible. She is a very responsible person. If she wasn't, we'd already have known about it in the tabloids. Mm-hmm. But I think she is responsible. Like, she's allowed to drink. Like, it's not like that's a bad thing, you know? Like,
Sterling would say that.
And can I say this? Like, you know, when you go through like a hard breakup or something, like sometimes you're like, let's go party and let's get those, like that week out of partying. And then you're like, okay, I'm over it.
Well, that's
like,
my question. Is she going to say, okay, I'm over it? Because Francesca, you mentioned we were watching. This is how she met French Montana in the club.
Yeah.
But now she's like, she's okay with him, right? Like,
well, we'll see about
Okay, never mind. Maybe they are okay. I'm not going to give it away. But I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But it is kind of bad to meet someone in a club.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not if you're a Kardashian. If you're a Kardashian, this is where you meet people.
Hello, really? That Usher song, Love in the Club.
Yeah.
I know, but I just think that's like the worst place to meet someone. Because you're out partying, you're just wanting to have a good time.
Do I need to remind you how Kim was catapulted to fame?
Well, a sex tape.
Exactly.
What's that have to do with a club?
Where do you think she's meeting guys who's making sex tapes when they get leaked?
How do you know that?
This is my whole thing about when people say, I would never want to meet anyone at the club, but you're at the club too.
Right.
So are you saying
like,
something bad about
but
yourself?
You're going to the club to have fun with your friends and to dance and to have a good time. You're not like, oh my God, I have to meet this guy at the club. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've heard girls say that. I'm just saying that's not where you should really be meeting someone. Is that a club?
I don't know. I think, especially in Los Angeles, I feel like you meet a lot of people out. That's just like people go grab a drink, go out, go to the bar, go to the club or whatever. Like you're not going to, well, you might, but you might. You're probably not going to meet someone in line at Ralph's or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's the time to be social. You're meeting people. And you're there, so they're like you, you know?
I know. If I go to the grocery store, I'm in, like, sweats and no makeup. And I'm like, please, no one talk to me.
So, Frankie's not going to meet.
Nope.
That's right. If you guys go to the Ralph's on the corner of 3rd Avenue. No, I'm just kidding.
But let me back it up so I don't get some rude comments later. Some people have met in the club, and bravo for you for sticking it out, baby. There we go.
That was a great line.
There we go.
That was. We're just going to end that one right there on that. Let's move on to... go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. This is really important. Go ahead.
Frank, just had a thought.
Well, were we trying to move away from Clo?
Well, I want to talk Clo about... Fry? I was going to talk about the jewelry theft and all that sort of stuff later, but let's do it now. Let's do it now because it's Chloe and supposed the whole family.
I was going to say how she came in drunk when they were in, was it North's room? Because isn't North's room like super all white?
Yeah.
She's like, get me.
And she's right there. Like, she just had a
spray
tan.
Yeah. Like, I'm really brown.
I just wish she would have laid on the bed or something, just laid there, and Kim could have freaked out. I just love it when Kim freaks out.
Kim has become, listen, I know Kim was never like a wild child on the show or anything, but she's become almost more boring than Courtney in some ways now.
Oh.
Super mom.
Don't be mean to my
Kimmy. No, that's not me. I'm not saying that's mean. I'm just, she's become way more responsible and boring, and every conversation is more. Which is normal when you just have a kid, especially your first one. You're going to talk about the kid all the time.
She became a mom.
That's what I'm saying. She became way more like a mom, but it's so over the top. I look at it and I'm like, she really changed. I'm not saying it's bad, but she really changed.
I think it's funny how she's like, they're like, does North know her parents? Like, of course she knows who her parents
are. I think they meant
like,
they know who they are.
Which, of
like,
course
that
they don't.
Super famous.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, no one would know at that age, but, like, you know, hey, that's my mom. That's my dad. I don't know. Maybe I just got it wrong.
I would love to see, and I know they're not filming North, obviously, on the show, and they're not filming Kanye anymore on the show. I would love to see, like, what does a month in the life of North look like? How often does North actually see Kanye? I'm serious. If he's out touring, I mean, what's their travel schedule with a newborn baby?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, she's been photographed in Paris and a bunch of stuff, so she's obviously doing a lot of traveling. I don't know.
I think she had said, like Kim had said in a previous episode or something, that she always takes North with her.
Oh, sure. But that's going to be intense with a baby. I know she has help, but still. That's got to be intense for the baby. And they did take North to Vienna, remember?
Yeah.
And that didn't turn out so well. All right, let's talk about jewelry theft, guys.
Okay. Why are you looking at us like we did it?
I was just going to ask you a question.
I don't know the Kodak
I still have we cleared up the issue? Do we know if the jewelry was in the safe or if it was in the drawer?
Well, we actually don't unless we've seen news reports about anything.
Well, at first it seemed like it was in the safe because that's when she realized that it was gone, when she was just trying to get in the safe. But then later they said it was in a drawer. I don't know if the drawer's in the safe or whatever.
Yeah.
But whoever did it has got to know
the code.
Or where
the secret stash is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got to be a certain amount of people. You know who's been in your house, like...
Right.
I don't know.
Did they ever figure that out? I don't remember reading anything about that.
Well, that's what I was just going to wonder about. But when you live that life, especially... say what you will, the Kardashians are obviously big-time celebrities.
Yeah.
And especially the Kardashian family who understands celebrity life in Hollywood and has been at this rodeo before. Khloe is not letting that many random people in her house.
Right.
She can probably count on her hands the number of people who have come into the house, who they are, and when they were there. So she knows the thief.
Yeah.
Assuming it's been stolen and there's not a misunderstanding. She knows this person probably pretty
Unless
well.
It was the movers. Like, maybe yeah. she had some movers.
Well, here's the other thing I was thinking about. So, obviously, Lamar hasn't been the most reliable person, especially recently in the relationship. And Khloe's even said before that whole say stuff that, like, doesn't even make sense or, you know, say something that's not true or say something that was completely different than how it was. So, I was thinking during it, well, maybe he did take it and he, like, just doesn't remember or he forgot he took it or something. But, I mean, obviously, that might not be the case, but I was thinking of that as a possibility.
She says she last saw the jewelry right after he went to Spain.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She did say that she saw it after he left. So.
I would love to have enough money to buy hundreds of thousands of dollars in jewelry.
That's crazy.
Right?
What a life. That's why I like watching this show. What a life. The homes, the helicopter.
Yeah, but it's really sad, though, since she's going through so much. She's having to move out of this house, and this has been a huge thing for her. And then on top of that, to realize that you've just been violated in that way.
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, we talked about it with Chris when her suitcase was rifled through. And I know part of me wants to be like, oh, rich people problems. It's a lot of money, but you're rich. But no, I mean, theft is theft, and you get violated, and it's, you know, there's nothing to make light of it. It's not something that anybody wants to go through.
Right.
So it's just, and this is adding insult to injury for her with everything else that's been going on for her. So this was bad day, Khloe. This was Saturday.
Yeah. I hate seeing her so sad.
I know,
because she's my favorite. Always.
She did look good in the confessional, though, huh?
Yeah, she looked really pretty.
I really
loved her new ombre. I took a picture.
Yeah.
I liked her tan. She was definitely a little darker, because she mentioned being all brown or whatever. But
well, she's starting to look good, because she's putting herself out on the market. You know we all do
it. Is she putting herself on the market, though? Because she's talking about texting with people and how old friends, which we know what that means, old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Old friends are texting her if she's single again or whatever, and she's not answering texts.
Oh, I mean, I think at this point
at this point in the season that they're filming, it's too soon. Like, she has not even out of the house yet.
Yeah.
But obviously, we know now she found something.
Well, maybe she did, maybe she didn't. We'll talk about that
in the news. And it's okay. Like, even if she did, it wouldn't make her a bad person because Lamar was doing it while they were married. Sorry, I agree with you.
No, I mean, that's actually a valid point. And she can take agency now because he took agency when he shouldn't have done that. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
She deserves love. Let's talk about my favorite guy now.
Bruce.
How about Bruce?
Scott? Oh.
Well, besides Scott. How about Bruce? Listen, I'm going to be real honest with you guys. If Brody doesn't want to be Bruce's son, I will.
Yeah.
I will golf with him every day. I will play cars. I will play little helicopters. I will do whatever he wants. Listen, man, he's a good golfer, and I will golf with him every day and become really good
okay,
myself.
Okay, I'm going to be devil's advocate here. Okay. So here's the thing. For because I feel Other like you're Brody. Siding with Bruce. For Brody. Okay, here's the deal. Bruce was not always in Brody's life before.
That's true.
Right? So, I mean, you already have that wall up when it comes to him. Now Bruce has all of a sudden come into his life and wants to play, you know, Daddy of the Year, which is great that he finally decided to do that. But I think he needs to give Brody a break. You know, I'm not saying that Brody needs to stand him up and, you know, that's kind of disrespectful, but it's like, give him a break. He's trying to fit you in his schedule, which he should spend time with his dad, but I don't think he should be so hard on Brody.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but also I think that that's just who Bruce is. Like, even like Kendall and Brandon said, they're like, yeah, he does that to us too. Like, I don't think he's specifically doing that to Brody, but he definitely is making an effort, and I could see how that'd be annoying. That it's so aggressive all of a sudden.
But
so he should, you know, you gotta act differently with different people because not everyone takes it the same way.
But Bruce said he's been trying for a couple years to reach out for Brody, and Brody's just been continually the hardest one to make anything happen with. And I mean, I'm sure Brody has his, is upset or something, you know, like you were saying, he wasn't always there. But, like Kendall said, you just, I make time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Brandon. He's my favorite.
He's my such favorite a peacemaker. Dinner.
Yeah. He always reasons with people.
His impressions of Bruce.
Yeah. They're spot on. Absolutely. They're so good. On. Yeah. That was pretty funny.
And can I say, even though she wasn't on the episode, Leah, and that is why
yeah.
Yes. I love their relationship. It's so cute. Leah and Brandon.
So sweet. Guys, I have to ask then, if y'all love Brandon so much, what's up with his hair? Because you hate Bruce's ponytail.
Hey, but
he's like 40 years younger.
So it's acceptable? So at my age, it'd be acceptable for me to have
a ponytail. Please, Bobby, don't. He looks like a surfer, bro.
Yeah, are you just telling me I could have a ponytail?
No.
No, you would look weird.
No, not at all. No ponytails.
I mean, it's just kind of creepy when an older guy does it.
Why?
Well, it's because his hair is like falling out and he's still trying to put it.
His hair did kind of look nice, though, in a few scenes throughout today's episode. His hair always looks nice.
I love Bruce.
When he sat down in Chloe's kitchen, I was just like, Bruce, I just can't even with your hair right now. And he has rock in the middle part, though. I gotta give him that.
That's why there's only three of y'all, because you can't even.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Even odd?
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving on.
I just think he would look so nice with, like, just a nice, sharp haircut. I don't know.
Like a kind of Don Draper Mad Men type of thing or something?
I don't know. Just like a haircut. Just cut it all off.
Any haircut, really.
Honestly, though, I can't imagine him without the long hair.
The pony?
Look at his Olympic stuff. It wasn't that long, but he still had a longer 70s kind of situation. He's always had
like a coif.
Yeah.
Look.
It's a nice word.
Well, he had like the bowl cut during the Olympics.
Listen, girls, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth about men right now. We only have this hair for so long. And as long as we have it, we're going to use it.
Well, here's the thing. Bruce doesn't, like, have it. It's, like, receding and stuff.
But it's still...
That's true.
If
you have good genes, you still have good hair.
But that's my point. My point is you don't know how long you're going to have your hair for, so Bruce is going to ride this horse until it falls off the cliff. And when it does, he'll probably shave his head or something.
Okay.
But until then...
I can see that.
Bruce with no hair.
I don't think he'll go bald.
Yeah, should they go bald?
That's right.
I don't think he'll go bald.
Five straight episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show where we discuss Bruce's hair.
It's quite the topic.
Let's move on to the actual story, I guess. But I mean, you guys are right talking about Brody and Bruce and their relationship. I like how Brody actually went to him and spoke with him professionally, spoke with him maturely. Brody. Coming from the hills 10 years ago or whenever that was to Brody today, I know that we all grow and get mature or whatever, but that's a huge transformation for Brody.
Well, he was in high school.
Well, but listen, no, it's more than that, though. This is a rich kid who grew up rich, grew up in a famous family with a very famous father who was an Olympian and all this sort of stuff. And a lot of people who grew up that way turn out very different than it looks how Brody turned out. So interesting, and kudos to him for being as mature and whatever as the way he is. And I know we don't see everything about his life, but it seems like he's straightened out and kind of been more or less normal considering where he came from.
Yeah, and I definitely think his role in this show is way less produced than it was on The Hills. Like, we've heard years later that, like, him and LC never actually dated. That was all just manipulated for the show.
What?
Like, all this stuff.
Well, no, the very last scene of The Hills ever, when they do the kiss or whatever and they're leaving LA and then they pan back and it's all on a soundstage.
Yeah,
it's totally fake. I mean, we know it's totally fake.
Yeah, and she's, like, done interviews where she was like, yeah, we were actually never really together.
Wait,
and then
really?
He just did this, like, last week or something. He was like, yeah, we were never together, but that was, like, a...
Why did I never know this?
I'm sorry to break your heart.
I don't want to break your heart right now, but...
That's
I hate
weird.
To break it to you.
All those episodes were lies.
Yeah, but going back to it, this is, like, more of him, I feel like, and it's less produced than, like, maybe Scott is, you know? Because you said that Scott's like a character.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they definitely play that up for the show.
And somebody like Brody, who's not a main character, recurring character, he'll only appear maybe once or twice a season.
Yeah.
He's not going to put up with that anyways, and he doesn't have the patience. It's sort of in the same way like what Lamar was. You know that producers weren't coming to Lamar and saying, hey, let's play this up.
Yeah.
They were just kind of getting what they got out of a guy like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good for Brody. I mean, I assume, because every Kardashians episode ends like this with something positive in a relationship, I assume, like last week we saw with Chris being a little less controlling and Bruce talking to her on the beach, maybe this week after the golf tournament, Brody will then make more of an effort to reach out, or more of a consistent effort with Bruce.
Yeah.
Let's face it, the guy's lonely. Bruce is lonely.
Poor Bruce. It seems like him and Chris are like, have this... like relationship, like it's like they act like they're together but they're not together.
When you are together that long, now I've never been with a woman for 25 years because I'm barely 25. When you were together that long though, you have such a bond. I feel like even when you divorce, unless it's a horrible situation, you're, especially with kids, you're still gonna be maybe you might consider yourself best friends.
I was gonna say they have a really strong friendship and they've both spoke about that, but they just don't work together as romantically.
Yeah. Well, kudos to them. Hope I can do that one day when I get divorced.
What? Why would you hope that you get divorced?
Oh, you know, I'm just being realistic.
It's coming. Why not? Anyway.
Hope for the best, expect the worst. Mm-mm. You know, that's my motto.
I don't.
Life lessons with Jesse Owen here on the show right now.
That was cute, though, for the party that Chloe threw for Kendall. Jeez, that took forever.
Threw for Kendall.
Because
when they were taking a shot, she's like, yeah, let's take this for welcome back, Kendall.
Not only that, but hey, we barely put this thing together, and they've got like six bouncy castles and a mechanical ball.
Yeah. No effort was put into it.
None whatsoever. No, but Bruce, weren't they in the photo booth? Bruce and Chris. That was cute.
That was such a cute picture. They should frame that.
That was real cute.
Cute.
They should frame that. Hey, all right, unless there's anything else to talk about in the episode, we've got a lot of news and gossip, so let's get right to it and debate it and have some fun news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, let's go down the line. Jesse Owen, I would love if you started us off.
Okay, cool. Okay, Phil, can we get that hot pick? Okay, guys, so Kim wants to be a MILF, guys.
Ooh.
Check this out. This is her strolling north in New York. And it says she is proud of, she did an interview with Lucky Magazine and she said she is proud of her post baby body. I am definitely way sexier since having my daughter. The struggle to get back in shape after giving birth is such a real one. It's such a difficult thing to do. Afterwards, all you want to do is feel sexy and show off your body. I mean, my style is definitely more simple. And then Chloe chimed in and said, I think your style's the same. You've just amped up the sexiness. And Kim says, I know. I just want to be a MILF.
She looks hot.
She is hot. A MILF.
Like she,
if I had that body, I would probably not wear any clothes ever.
Right? Clothes, what are those?
Oh, yeah.
I rhymed. But she kind of looks like Victoria Beckham in this picture.
She does.
And
yeah.
Victoria Beckham's a MILF for sure.
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know. I guess I'm just so modest. I would never, like, just flaunt myself like that. Especially when I'm strolling down, like, walking my baby.
Easy access for breastfeeding, you know?
It's practical.
This is all on you guys. You go right ahead.
What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah. No comment.
How would you feel if your wife was strolling your baby looking like this?
I would be like, that is my wife, everyone.
Exactly.
I'm so proud of myself. Hey-o.
Really?
Well, if she looks good, if she's dressed like this and she looks not so good, I'd be like, hey, honey, I'd try to find a politically correct way to be like, maybe you shouldn't do that. But if she's looking this hot, I'd be like, okay.
I feel like Kim is obsessed with Kanye. Like, I don't think she would ever cheat on him or anything like that.
I think Kanye is probably driving some of this because he wants the status of being...
Yeah,
in his mind,
hot,
whether he's right or not, in his mind, she's the most beautiful woman in the world, and he really thinks that.
Right.
So he wants to put this out there.
I mean, she looks good, don't get me wrong. It's just, I don't know. It's okay for some people, and I guess because she's a celebrity, she can do this, but like any normal person you saw walking down the street looking like this, you'd be like, wow.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I think she's Kim Kardashian.
Even regardless, I think she's still young, so she can, like, it doesn't look as tacky. But when you see moms that are clearly a lot older trying to, you know, go to club with their daughter, wear their daughter's clothes, that's
weird. I think she's working it.
She's working it.
I just hope I look that good after I have a baby.
I wish I looked that good before I had a
pre-baby.
Yeah, but I mean, that just says a lot. Like, some people go way downhill from there, and she just went way uphill. Way.
She's
like,
on top of the
Like,
mountain.
She looks better than she did before she had a baby, which she has also said she's, like, 5 pounds lighter.
Yeah, like, 5 or 8 pounds less than she did before she had
a baby. Maybe just got redistributed. I don't know how baby bodies work. I have no idea. I'm sorry. Jesse, what else you got?
That's it.
All right, Frankie, what you got?
So I'm sure you all heard that they're never, ever, Kim and Kanye are never, ever, ever going to move into that, you know, was it $11 million house that they were building? And I know
Why?
A lot of...
Courtney's making the decisions now.
You know what's really weird is they're saying that it's just taking so long, so they're over it and they'd rather just sell it. But then if it's taking so long, now you have to keep looking for another place
right.
to find.
Right, so they're definitely just not moving
yeah.
in?
I read that
and they've
it's,
been building it?
They've been building it, yeah. They're having to keep up so much on the new stuff coming out, the new trends and all that coming out. So it was just such a hassle because the house was taking so long. They didn't want to have to keep upkeeping.
Okay, this is when the Kardashians get stupid. And we should all be mad about something like this. Because when Khloe is, when somebody steals from Khloe or somebody steals from Kris, anybody that happens to, regardless of money or whatever, is a serious thing. When this happens and they have to keep up with the style, so we don't feel like this house anymore, we got to get a new one. Dude.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Especially when there's like people that do not even have a home or live on the streets and you're like, switching because
so
that's not the trend.
So are they still living with Kris?
Yeah, and then so
that's so like it's so weird to me.
They're gonna you know sell the house, and a lot of people are like, oh, they're gonna start flipping as a side business. It doesn't sound like that's really the case. But I was reading multiple places that Kim kind of enjoys being, even though like they kind of portrayed it a few episodes back, like it was just crazy being under Kris's roof.
Right.
She actually really enjoys being close to family, and they don't want that Bel Air mansion anymore. They actually want to, Kim at least wants to be close to the family, kind of more in the Calabasas area.
Right.
So they're going to start looking for something like that. However, I did see, I didn't do as much research on this part. Is Kanye still staying at the house with them, or does he have his own place that he kind of...
See, that's not... I'm pretty sure he lives there with them, but I can't even picture Kanye West living in his wife's mom's house. Like, granted, it's a mansion and it's huge.
Oh, how far the mighty have fallen.
Right. Like, I just can't picture him as a person doing that, but... Yeah. They've talked on the episode, I mean, on the show that, like, he lives there.
Go ahead.
I just really want to do a follow-up because there's so much family with the Kardashians. The family's so big because they're having so many kids, and everybody lives together because they're so close. I want to see what Calabasas and Malibu are going to be like 20 years from now. It's going to be the Kardashians all over the place. It's ridiculous. They're going to have a whole new city.
A whole neighborhood.
It, you know,
Kardashian.
Yeah. Something like
that. What did you say?
Something really creative like that.
Yeah, but then I read somewhere else that Kanye wants to get, like, a place in Paris, and he kind of wants... They were trying to portray it in this particular article that they're not really doing so well, so that's why they don't want to move into that house, because they're kind of liking their... But I'm like, I don't know if I believe...
Well, they just got a place in New York, right?
Yeah.
They just got, like, a apartment.
Big old $21 million apartment,
a
I believe.
Casual.
No big deal.
So
no
they
big.
Have they have a place to live. Don't worry.
Yeah.
North will have
I
a roof over her head.
I think they're doing just fine. And then, oh, one other thing.
Yeah.
So Kim's ex, Reggie Bush, just got married to his longtime girlfriend and baby mama. And Brody was at the wedding.
I saw that. I was like, wow. When I saw on Instagram, obviously. But I was wondering, I wonder how Kim feels about that situation. Because Brody Instagrammed it.
You say that like you were their best friend. Yeah. Reggie Bush got married. I saw that.
I sent him a present.
Where was the wedding registry?
Huh?
Where was the wedding registry?
You know, like Crate and Barrel. The usual.
I thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't realize that Brody still... Like, anyone related to Kim still kept a relationship with
right.
Reggie.
Who is the girl he married?
She's a model. I totally just blanked on her name. But, she's a model.
But it's been a while since they, like, had a relationship. So, right. I mean, I'm sure she's like, whatever.
But, I mean, just the fact that someone from your family is there.
I bet Kris, like, sent him a gift.
Oh, for sure. Kris knows how to network, man. She's on good terms with probably almost everybody. I would actually be hard-pressed to find people who probably really dislike Kris. Maybe people don't want to be around her or whatever, but I think Kris keeps on good terms with everybody.
Yeah.
It's a smart decision.
Another thing I like about Kris that we saw in this episode tonight is that she's very calm. Like, I feel like no matter what's going on, even though Khloe was, like, attacking her, essentially, like, she was real aggressive to Kris, but she was just like... it's okay. Like, her voice is very calming. I found that very soothing.
She's very emotional, too.
Yeah.
She cries a lot.
Hey, I got two good pieces of news for you guys. The first one, Kim, I know the three of you have heard about this. She has a new app, a new game. You can play Kim Kardashian's app. It is called Kim Kardashian Hollywood. It is in the App Store on Apple. It's also on Google Play. Basically, the app allows you, any of you who want to play it, to create your own video vixen, pick out clothes, go on photo shoots, and even hit the clubs, because that's what Kim does. It was released last month. It's have maximum 5-star ratings, over 50,000 users each on App Store and on Google Play, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because they've got a lot of fans. And then I have to read this. I'm just going to read this straight through because it's too funny. In the game's virtual Hollywood, you too can become an A-list celebrity if you are willing to follow Kim's advice.
Oh.
Pose for some photo shoots, attend a few parties, seduce a couple of other celebs' boyfriends, and you'll be well on your way to frolicking with your mentor in Punta Mita, Mexico, a destination available in the app's updated version.
Wait, where did it say that? She just said
it's
seduce.
It's like a description of the...
celebrity.
I'm surprised she approved of that, to say seduce.
I actually... I think they kind of took seduce other boyfriends, but the action of doing it in the game... I'm going to download this game because I got to play it. You can't talk about it unless you actually do it, so I'm going to experience this thing tonight. But I will say...
Okay.
No, listen, I'm going to North Carolina this week.
Sleep.
I'm going to North Carolina this week on a
we
trip.
Know.
I'm going to play all week. Remember I'm going to play the game us? All week. Anyways, my question for you guys. I kind of like this piece of news because... Stay with me, Sterling.
Sorry, I was just thinking about, you know...
Because this is Kim being tongue-in-cheek and being like, here's how I got famous. This is stupid. I know I got famous in a crazy way. I know my life is weird. You can play it with me. Ha ha, funny. I think it's cool.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
The only game I play is Candy Crush, so. Sorry.
It just reminds me of, like, what's that? Tamagotchi. Kardashian Tamagotchi. That's what it reminds me of. You're just, like, dressing her, making her party.
Oh, no. Does she eat?
I just don't see why being at a party on your phone is fun.
Well, here's the thing. You can gain points. You can gain points and unlock levels in the game and earn money and stuff like that by flirting and, quote, dating famous people, which will get you more fans.
Oh, my God. Well, now I know what to do to get my Instagram followers up.
There you go. That's exactly it.
Hey.
All right, hey, last piece of news. This is a good one. We've got a great picture. You guys are going to go crazy for this. French Montana, our new BFF and Chloe's new boyfriend, might be stepping out on Chloe. Look at this photo he posted on Instagram with the caption, quote, whoever said money don't buy happiness ain't shopping in the right place. Hashtag lonely. Hashtag just me and my money. Well, it's not just him and his money. It's him and one of his boys and his money and a girl in some short shorts on the bed behind
all the money. I didn't even notice that until right now.
So, who's the girl?
She's not lonely, whoever she is.
She's not lonely, and she ain't Chloe.
I mean, he's a rapper. Like,
is that not, like a professional photo, or is that, like, he took that?
Yeah, I don't think this is out of character.
Oh, that's my point. I don't think it's out of character, and that's a problem for Chloe.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship with a guy, I guess, first off, when you date a rapper, what do you expect you're going to get?
This looks like it could be, like, an album cover.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know.
You guys are siding with French Montana?
Well, I just don't think.
No, I mean, he's my girl Coco.
Okay.
My girl Coco.
Don't get it twisted about it.
This doesn't mean anything. I don't know. I feel like.
Okay, I think this means a little bit because it's weird. And there's one more thing you need to look in that photo. The huge dollar bill poster on the wall with the one. He added L, L, and Y to write lonely on the dollar.
Well, one is a lonely number.
One is a lonely number, but he's not a one. He's a two with Chloe. So what's he saying?
But could that be like a single he's coming out with or something?
Not as far as I've heard.
I don't think this picture has anything to do with the Clo-Clo.
I'm actually surprised at you guys. Really? I thought you guys would be up in arms.
I don't know,
because
it just looks like an album cover to me. It looks like something to do with the record.
Can I be real honest? All week, I was looking forward to sharing this music gossip.
Okay. If you were really up to something, who, like, just gets a bunch of money and just throws it on the bed and just...
Rappers!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's my point, because...
In real life?
Rapper, yes.
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 I don't know.
So
I don't think
dumb.
This picture's weird.
Well, screw you guys. Let's go to predictions.
Sorry, Bobby.
I mean, I always sit on my bed with money, too. Naturally.
If I had money, it would be on the bed. I can't think of a better place for it.
Just sleep on
it. If I had money, it'd be in the bank.
And now,
money in the bank.
After Buzz TV.
Predictions.
All right, guys, we can do a lot of predictions today. We can do, you know what?
Let's just start with you, Sterling.
Okay, Frankie, go.
I predict they're going to Thailand.
Wow, high five.
Oh,
what?
Oh my, I think you could be right.
Shit, y'all owe me money. There's a really put on my bed and roll around in it.
There's a really funny picture of, Kim, like,
did you see this on Instagram?
She was trying to take a selfie with the elephant in Thailand, and then it used its trunk to like grab her face. I just had to demonstrate.
What are you doing?
Did you comment on the picture?
I was just like, LOL, this is so funny.
Oh my god, that elephant!
The
elephant was trying to say her face smelled like nuts.
Oh my god.
That was Jesse, that was actually pretty good.
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Wait, elephants like nuts?
Yes,
like peanuts.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, peanuts.
That was I did not expect that to be a good joke. That was pretty good, Jesse. All right, since you're so funny, make your prediction.
I predict that Rob is not going to go to Thailand.
You guys are terrible. You guys can't look at the coming attractions and make.
But no. Wait, because they always do that. He'll probably show up or something, you know, like usually. But I think he's not going to come because I don't think he wants to be in a
swimsuit.
I don't
remember seeing him on Instagram there. They were all Instaing it.
Because usually, you know, something happens and they want you to think he's not going to come, but I don't think he's going to come.
Right? No. What are we predicting? What's there to predict?
Like, well, on AfterBuzz TV, typically after we do an episode,
okay,
at the end
I know
of it,
that, but like about Chloe or about
whatever,
like,
you want to predict, man. It's your world, Sterling. We're just living it.
I know. That's what everyone says, and I believe them. I don't know. What do you predict, Bobby?
I will say on the Rob thing that if Rob does not come to Thailand, we are about to have a very serious discussion on a portion of next week's show about Rob, because I teased it a couple weeks ago, but I have a lot of things to say about him.
We know.
So I'm just telling you that next week is going to be a little bit different flavor if we start talking about Rob, because that's a serious thing he's going through, and it's not, and it's unfair what a lot of people are doing, and I know the family he comes from, the reality show he's in, you're not going to find, you know, any sort of like intelligent discussion in the tabloids, but he's going through something very serious and everyone's making light of it. I don't think a lot of people understand what he's going through.
Yeah.
So
I agree. And then also on that note, I mean, we've seen Lamar's thing. I guess we're getting more into it now. We're seeing like the aftermath of it, but I feel like Rob has seen how it being out there for the world to see on this reality show, like that's putting yourself in a very vulnerable situation. If you're just gonna, you are going through something so serious and then the whole world's gonna see it. So I can definitely see why he would be more behind closed doors, sort of thing.
So here's my question for you guys. Before we leave, last question, I'll open it up. Maybe it's a little crazy, but what happens first?
The chicken or the egg?
Kind of.
What do you guys think about that?
What happens first? That is not a topic for this show.
Anyway, we'll talk about it after.
Kim, what happens first? Kim has another baby or Chloe gets married?
Kim
has another baby.
Chloe got married quick last time.
I think she's learned her lesson.
Yeah.
Agreed. Really? This family loves big weddings and quick
weddings. I feel like Kim wants another baby. Well, she just got her body back, though.
No, Kim's already said, I feel like, one of the other episodes that it's about baby number two.
Because it was the psychic. Yeah. Psychic told her she was going to have another baby.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. But I feel like Kim would have a baby first. I think, especially because this was... I mean, divorce, of course, is going to be really hard if you really love someone, but she's really clearly gone through it and she doesn't handle her emotions very well.
Yeah.
Or dealing with them, rather. So I think she's going to...
Is their divorce even finalized yet? Because I
thought it was.
I don't think it is.
I thought it was.
I don't know the divorce rules in California. In a lot of states, there's like a waiting period anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and also, I remember reading something about how he was really hard to get in touch with to like sign the papers and all this stuff. So I think the process has just been really long.
He's probably avoiding it since he's still wearing his ring.
But that was like months ago. I'm almost positive that it was
finalized?
It's final. Okay. Yeah. I'm almost positive. But yeah, so I don't think she'll be stepping back into that realm anytime soon.
That's fair.
I can see that. I feel like it's way too soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. It's been a fun show.
It really has. It's always a pleasure.
You guys are the best.
You're the best.
Hey, since we talk about Instagram all episodes, Sterling, where can they find you on Instagram?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cakes.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Jessie Owen. Twitter, Instagram, and the occasional Vine, XOXOCESCA.
You are a funny Viner. I would follow Francesca on Vine. I'm on Twitter at Bobby DeMuro, Instagram at Mr. Bobby DeMuro. So tweet us, Instagram us, do all that good stuff. Thank you, as always, for the YouTube comments. Keep commenting, keep watching, rating us, doing all that good stuff, guys. We really appreciate the feedback. We'll see you next week on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.